September the 10th, 1979, I was 15 years old and I started my training in these stores. We were handing over the equipment they needed and pickaxes, and for a shearer, you had little cogs in the shearer you had to pick out. That was me for 10 years, 9 months and 24 days. And you open these huge doors and you step into this little iron bogey, and it's a little cage basically, and there's about you and 15 other people in each bogey. There's probably about 10 or 12 bogeys, 200 men on each shift. This is about 5:30 in the morning, so you go down there and it's pitch black. And the first thing is that you notice straight away is that it's the darkness. The first emotion is terrified. You're absolutely terrified. You're almost fighting yourself because you're kind of thinking, well, why do you go? You know, why don't you just turn around? And it's a mixture of, you know, it's a lot of innocence and a lot of pride as well, because you maybe see your father on the bogey, or you might see your brother or some of your mates, and you don't want to be scared, like, but there's a fear, and you keep that fear to yourself because the last thing miners need is some 15-year-old kid crying because he's going down a mine. You know, I mean, it's a tough place, and you learn very quickly that you're there to do a job, and you do your job. It's a dangerous place. That's a problem. That's a problem with any mine. Any mine is a dangerous place, and it's not something that can be done with as much safety as in place. And it was very, you know, very heavily regulated. The air was monitored for methane gas. You had dusting to make sure that none of the water was leaking. It was safe as a mine can be, you know. There's always the element of doubt there, and that's what sticks in your mind all the time. At the time when I was there, there was a roof fall at one point, and I think someone lost a leg. It's the one thing you dread, and you cannot think like that something like that will ever happen. We've had one in Wales and then one in North Yorkshire. Particularly as quickly as that, you really start to, it really does take you back to that time, and you start to see life at that time as a very dangerous place. It's a place where, you know, I've got a son myself, and I would keep my son away from the pits now. People had to wear these like oil skin jackets, and they were yellow with, I remember very distinctly, it was NCB written on the back. And there was a smell of, like a real plastic smell, that in fact, even when I think about it now, every time I mention it, it takes me back to that time, because it's, you know, it's like the old Proust thing, you know, it's like the old Madeleine cakes, you know, something always takes you back to your past, and all yellow oil skin jackets do it for me every time.